Saints, Sinners, and Saviors, Florida Cemetery in Repair. You're listening to The Wrap from Central Florida Public Media. I'm Brendan Byrne. There are a number of black cemeteries in Florida kept up and mapped by volunteer groups and local organizations. In Volusia County, local residents have banded together to preserve two of those cemeteries, both called Saints and Sinners. They've been looking for unmarked graves there, hoping to find them before impending development. It's a lot of digging. It's a lot of record hunting.
There's just always more to find and always more to do, which I guess is like, it's not surprising, but then it is surprising. So you never know what you're going to find.
The volunteer effort aims to preserve the memory and physical resting place of those who sometimes are forgotten. That's ahead on The Wrap. The big stories this week from Central Florida Public Media. But first, these headlines. Orange County commissioners ratified a controversial addendum to an agreement with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The vote Tuesday came after State Attorney James Uthmeyer sent a letter last week informing them that if they didn't sign the agreement, they could be removed from office. Central Florida Public Media's Joe Mario Pedersen has more.
Commissioners voted 5-2 on ratifying the addendum, which would allow Orange County Corrections officers to transport immigration detainees from the county jail to a detention center upon request from ICE. Commissioners didn't at first agree to the addendum because of how the county correction system is already operating beyond capacity. Mayor Jerry Demings says that he signed the addendum on Friday to prevent the state from taking even more action.
We avoided the immediate risk of having the governor appoint his minions to lead Orange County, and thereby we maintain the current duly elected Orange County Commission.
Commissioners Nicole Wilson and Kelly Martinez-Semrad were the dissenting votes, stating that they couldn't in good conscience vote yes. Over 50 people arrived for public comment, with many saying that they understood the position the county was in, but hoped it would take legal action against the state. Joe Mario Pedersen, Central Florida Public Media.
Florida CFO Blaise Ingolia says Orange County is cooperating with the Florida Department of Government Efficiency's audit of local spending. As Central Florida Public Media's Joe Burns reports, he spoke in Orlando earlier this week as DOGE visited county offices.
With a wink emoji on social media, CFO Ingolia promoted a new unofficial name for DOGE, the Florida Agency for Fiscal Oversight, or FAFO. That's a common acronym for F around and find out. Orange County Commissioner Kelly Martinez-Semrad says with the acronym, Ingolia and Governor Ron DeSantis were connecting to their base.
And I also think that they're, you know, speaking to the counties in terms of, we're kind of at their mercy for what they want to F around and find out going through the books.
Ingolia says the audits go back to conversations about property taxes, which are a priority for the governor. For its part, Orange County has held its countywide tax rate steady, but has seen an increase in revenue from rising property values. Ingolia dismisses local concerns about home rule.
They wind up overtaxing, overspending, adding onerous regulations on the people, and then who protects the people? That's where the state comes in. So I don't buy this argument that the state shouldn't get involved in home rule.
Mayor Jerry Demings says in a recent op-ed that the county's spending on public safety, flooding, support for families, affordable housing, and transportation will, quote, stand up to their scrutiny. Joe Burns, Central Florida Public Media.
Florida mosquito control teams have been busy this summer, with experts calling it the worst salt marsh mosquito season observed in a decade. Control teams around the state say billions of these swarming mosquitoes have hatched all over Florida. Kira Lucas is with the Florida Mosquito Control Association. She says the salt marsh mosquitoes can travel up to 40 miles from their breeding ground.
When you have a year as bad as you have this year, combined with the, you know, special, the winds and the, migratory behavior of the salt marsh mosquitoes, it can get really bad.
The good news is that saltwater marsh mosquitoes are mostly nuisance biters, not carrying human diseases. However, due to their large population, they can swarm quickly and cause allergic reactions. They're also potentially problematic for pets because they carry heartworm. Experts say to dump any standing water around your property to prevent breeding. These stories and more on our website. Visit cfpublic.org. It's been over 50 years since humans have been to the moon, and one of the 12 people that walked on the moon back then brought his experience back to Earth through art.
And so he latched on to this love of art as an extension of what he had done in space in a very purposeful way, and it made him happy.
How moonwalker Alan Bean brought the moon to his paintings, That's this week on Space Podcast, Are We There Yet? Strings of black cemeteries across Florida are maintained by volunteer community members. They dedicate their time to preserving the memory and physical resting place for those sometimes forgotten. One of these efforts is underway in Oak Hill, Florida, in Volusia County. That's where work is underway to find unmarked graves. As Central Florida Public Media's Luis Alfredo Garcia reports, the goal is to preserve the history before Florida's elements and future development take over.
It's around 10 a.m. on a weekday morning. Five people with shovels in hand surround a sunken grave.
Does this one have any type of metal on it also?
Spence Yowen digs up dirt and sand. He's been looking for unmarked graves and trying to identify the unknown at Saints and Sinners Cemeteries in Oak Hill. Yowen has already been at it for about an hour. The bugs are an annoyance, but he works through it and finds something new, an engraving.
There's like grapes on this side, so I mean, you can actually see.
Yowen is president of the Saints and Sinners Cemeteries Association. He's now in his mid-50s, but has been tending to these grounds ever since he was young. This time, the Florida Public Archaeology Network is out here with them, helping to locate unmarked graves. Emily Jane Murray is an archaeologist. They're using ground-penetrating radar to find the potential graves. Murray says this work never gets old.
There's just always more to find and always more to do, which I guess is like, it's not surprising, but then it is surprising, so. You never know what you're gonna find.
Is that a number?
Oh God, that is chocked full of rebar.
These cemeteries were never formally mapped. Oak Hill was once the home of a school and church built by a free black man. The Saints Cemetery is where church members were buried, while Sinners was for non-members. Everyone buried here is black. Combined, the cemeteries cover about 7 acres of sandy, grassy land. Dren Welch is one of the volunteers. She says cemeteries like this need help from the community to be preserved.
The hands-on, boots on the ground is the more important part. These people were alive like us at one point in time, and we'll never know anything about them.
The city of Oak Hill used to use the site as a dump. Walking through, bullet holes are visible next to name engravings. Back in 2003, community members began to take notice and care for the facilities. A few years ago now, local lawmakers agreed to develop 415 acres surrounding the cemeteries. Although Welch says the developers have been transparent and genuine, she still has her worries. There'll be new houses, new people, and she anticipates there'll be new floods that could damage all of the preservation work.
Look how beautifully ornate. To think how reverent people were and how much they cared. It's kind of mind-blowing.
Saints and Sinners is part of the Black Cemeteries Network. It helps preserve and share the history of cemeteries like these across the country. In Florida, 35 cemeteries are members. Nearly 200 are dotted nationwide. Back at one of the newly uncovered graves at Saints and Sinners, volunteer Spence Yowen says the work must continue.
I just don't want to think in anymore.
But on this day, progress isn't straightforward. The team has decided to rebury this site to prevent it from sinking more from lack of support.
I would put the dirt back around it.
Yeah, that's what I'm...
Because I think it's going to be more secure.
Yeah.
Since 2024, more than 50 potential unmarked graves have been found here. The team can't confirm if anyone is buried unless they dig a little more. They have to check if the radar results match reality. That'll come later. Luis Alfredo Garcia, Central Florida Public Media.
Images of the cemeteries and the preservation efforts are on our website, cfpublic.org. That was the final story produced by Luis Alfredo Garcia during his year-long Emerging Journalist Fellowship here at Central Florida Public Media. That's it for the wrap this week. This podcast is produced by Central Florida Public Media with assistance from News Director LaToya Dennis and Digital Director Ryan Ellison. Editing from Joe Burns. I'm Brendan Byrne. This is the Wrap.